morning.
Good morning.
You've heard me say it many times, and I'm going to say it again because it's the truth. What a blessing it is to be in the house of the Lord once again. Hope and pray that we've all come praying that God would be with us this morning, that God would bless us, and that what will be said would be according to His will and according to His word and what we need. I do beg an interest in your prayers. My mind's been going all kind of different places this morning, and I need some help. With the event that went on yesterday, celebrating Mom and Dad's 50th anniversary, my mind's been going in the direction of marriage. Last couple of weeks, I've been thinking about grace, and I've been, kind of going that way. It's just a jumble up in there. So please pray for me as you try to speak this morning. There's a verse that we all know, and we know it really well. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For by grace are ye saved through faith. We're saved by grace. And Jesus Christ, saved us eternally. If we are His, we will be with Him in heaven. And what a blessing that is to know that. I'm thankful to be able to know that. But it is by grace, it is of Him. He did that saving. I was thinking a while ago, the last month or so, in my mind of listening to Brother Clayton, Brother Kenneth, Brother Mike, Brother JC, Dad even, the messages we've heard have exhorted us to do. And thinking on this verse, and Jesus did that for us. He saved us eternally. We couldn't do it of ourselves. In and of ourselves, we can't do that. Romans chapter 3, there is none good, no, not one. We're incapable of doing that. We cannot even see that. We cannot see the kingdom of God except we've been born again. John chapter 3. And I'm thankful. Again, another thing that's been on my mind is, in everything give thanks. I'm thankful to know that. I'm thankful to be blessed to know that. It's not of me. It's of Him. This theme, if you will, of exhorting to do something I fall short in, for sure. But again, that grace, Jesus did that. It's unmerited favor. He gave us something that we do not deserve. So that led me into our walk. Paul, in writing to the Galatian brethren, in chapter 5, verse 16, he says, "This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh." And we know the story of the Galatians. Paul in one place says, "Who hath bewitched you, O Galatians?" They were going back, if you will. There was those that were bewitching them to go under the law of bondage again, saying that they must be circumcised. But Paul says, Jesus fulfilled the law. In fact, if we back up, he says, um, I'll just start in verse 10. He says, I have confidence in you through the Lord that ye will be none other wise minded, but he that troubleth you shall bear his judgment, whosoever he be. And I, brethren, if I yet preach circumcision, why do I yet suffer persecution? Then is the offense of the cross ceased. I would they were even cut off which trouble you. For, brethren, ye have been called unto liberty. Only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another. For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. But if ye bite and devour one another, take heed that ye be not consumed one of another. Verse 16. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Paul was even being persecuted by those of the circumcision. And he's saying, if I yet preach circumcision, why do I yet suffer persecution? They didn't like what Paul was preaching. They felt that you had to fulfill the law that God had gave to Moses in the circumcision. But walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Another verse I had real quick. And this goes with the doing. Again, I'm sorry if I'm all over the place, but my mind's been, like I said, my mind's been jumbled mess this morning. In doing, James exhorts us in his letter in chapter 1, verse 22. He says, be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if you be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is likened to a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he is. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man is blessed in his deed. And then I go back to what I started with, and in verse 10, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works. There is work that we are to do here in time. There is a saving in doing that, not saving eternally, but saving us here in time. If we live and do according to what we have been taught in God's Word, what Brother Jim said in his prayer. God has called these men to preach. To teach us of God's word, and I hope that we are in God's word daily, reading His word. And then when we come to church, I hope that we come praying that God would bless our pastor and those that are called upon to speak with a message that is what we need to hear. You never know that. God is a great God. He knows all. He sees all. You never know that, what you've been reading in your studies, you may have a question on. You can go to different commentaries and read, but again, that may not necessarily answer your question. You never know that, God may impress upon the preacher's heart to speak on what you have a question on. But I was thinking of another thought. I'm not going to chase that rabbit. But being exhorted to do, we tend to forget that, and I'm thankful. At least I do. I know you guys don't. But. I'm thankful for hearing that being preached. We all love to hear about grace and about what Jesus has done, and that is very, very, very important, and we need to hear that. but because of what he's done, and because of the love we have for him and the love he has for us, let us do, let us walk in the Spirit, let us be doers of the word, not hearers only. You know, we're going to fail, but, you know, that's why he tells us, you know, deny thyself daily and follow me. We need to, you know, it's an everyday thing to wake up and commit yourself to him. You know, it doesn't mean that we're going to be perfect in doing it. We're not. Just ask the Lord for strength. Ask the Lord for help. Ask the Lord for guidance each and every day. You know, that what we say and do would be pleasing and honoring unto him. Because that is the whole duty of man, as Solomon has told us in Ecclesiastes. But I'm going to get out of your way. Pray for Brother Clayton.